The peace of Christ be with you. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Spirit of the wind and the whirlwind, breathing through every person and place, open our eyes to the mysteries of your wonder, as you did with Job long, long ago. Amen. E.B. White, author of Charlotte's Web, brings back good memories, doesn't it? Once said, always be on the lookout for the presence of wonder. Can you imagine what our life would be like, filled with so much joy, if we stumbled onto wonder each and every day? Wonder is exhilarating and nurturing. It fills our soul on the best of days and even on those hard days. So what is wonder? I like this definition: astonishment mingled with perplexity or bewildered curiosity. I think it would be wonderful if we experienced a little astonishment mingled with curiosity each and every day. We tend to take so much for granted, but wonder shakes us out of the habitual way that we live our lives. Wonder also detours us from trying to explain or understand every single thing that happens. Sometimes I think we just need to sit back and go, wow, and just enjoy the ride. Wonder opens our hearts and minds. It helps us to connect to the world. It takes us to a new unselfish level. Because if you are standing in awe of something, then you aren't wrapped up and all of the things that are weighing you down, at least for a moment or two. Wonder is one of the major ways that we can grow our capacity to entertain the possible. And I think that in this difficult world that we live in, one that often weighs us down with tragedy, we need to entertain the possible and look out and think, what else could there be? And certainly, when we grow in our faith, we need to think about what is possible. Because when we try to understand God and all that He is and has been and will continue to be, we need to realize there is so much that is possible. And we need to put our faith into that. And we need to be open to His wonder. Because God is certainly a God of wonder. And when we reflect on all that He does and will continue to do, we should stand in awe, really, each and every day. But I wonder, do we slow down enough? Do we focus enough to really sense that wonder? If we go back to the Bible, I mean, from the very beginning, from Genesis 1 on, there are so many reminders in here that we have a God of wonder. Genesis 1 tells us of a God of creation that's amazing, and He created this world for us to enjoy and to take care of. And I know today, if you wander across the bridge and take time to breathe in the salt air and look out at the ocean, or for me, when I travel to the mountains, or when we see a rainbow or a baby, we sense wonder. And we tend to always give thanks to God for what He's created. Do you sense wonder when you look in the mirror? I know. Yeah. But what we've got to remember is that we are God's creation. And we are to claim that we too are God's wonder. God desires for us to live in wonder and to be wonder-filled, so that we can offer wonder to others who we meet along our path, our journey. Well, today, as we dig a little deeper into this concept of wonder, we're actually going to go to the book of Job. And you might be wondering, why in the world, of all the books in the Bible, would I pick Job to talk about wonder? If there's anyone in the Bible who's had a dry run of wonder, it would be Job, right? I mean, where do you find wonder? In a story of a man who had pretty much everything, taken from him. Not only did he experience pain and personal afflictions, all of his personal belongings were taken, and then, more tragically, his children were taken from him. Job faced tragedy beyond our imagination. This book of Job, it's not an easy read. There are so many parts of it that I just struggle to even understand. And sometimes when I read it, it makes me question this God that we have. Now, in the first 30 chapters of Job, he is tested and tested and tested. And I have to give it to Job. He remains patient much longer than I ever could. But finally, he reaches his limit and he lets loose on God and challenges him. And God allows him to just get it out of his system, lay his case out in front of God, shake and scream his fist, and even curse the world. God waited until he was finished with all of his ranting. And then God responds, basically asking, "Who are you and where were you?" And then he takes Job on a tour of creation to the extremities. His purpose is to lead Job into the mystery and wonder of God's creation, of which Job and his suffering are really just a small part. So I invite you to open up your Bibles, if you'd like, to Job. Job is found right before the Psalms, and we're going to start with chapter 38. And we're going to listen to just a portion of God's speech as he speaks to Job. And I want you to think about Job and his situation right now. He's a broken man. Listen to the forceful words that God shares with him. So chapter 38, verses 1 through 11. "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, 'Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall you your proud waves be stopped.'" Moving on to verse 34. "Can you lift up your voice to the clouds so that a flood of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings so that they may go and say to you, 'Here we are'? Who has put wisdom in the inward parts or given understanding to the mind? Who has the wisdom to number the clouds? Or who can tilt the water skins of the heavens when the dust runs into a mass and the clods cling together? Can you hunt the prey for the lion or satisfy the appetite of the young lions when they crouch in their dens or lie or wait in their covert? Who provides for the raven its prey when its young ones cry for God and wander about for lack of God?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God's speech actually goes on for four more chapters. We won't get to all that today, but I encourage you to read it. It's a tough love type of response. Probably wouldn't use these types of words when I'm doing a pastoral care visit, but it's what worked for Job at this time. And after walking Job through creation, reminding Job that God is a God of wonder, Job responds with these words in chapter 42. "Then Job answered the Lord, 'I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you declare to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. God spoke out of the whirlwind, and Job finally saw and understood that this is a God that is so wonderful it's even hard to grasp. The wisdom that comes from God reminds all of us that the universe is at work, and we are just a small, temporary part. And yet, God claims each of us as his beloved, as his wonder. God does not forget us, and yet too often in our days, we often forget about God and all that he has done and continues to do. We forget to entertain the vast possibilities of wonder and goodness that really are out there in this world. I think we do miss a lot of wonder each and every day. Now, I know that anyone who has had tragedy fall upon them knows that sensing wonder in the daily life becomes difficult. And when you read the story of Job, you have to question, how in the world could so much tragedy happen to one man? When this much pain falls on Job, you have to ask, why, God? Why this much tragedy? The reality is that instead of living in awe, and instead of saying, wow, and thank you, tragedy does lead us often to ask why. But it's this lesson from God to Job that reminded Job, and hopefully us, that when we are faced with affliction, we need to shift our question from why to who. Who will walk with you? Who will be the source of light in your darkness? Who always proves faithful? For Job, he realized it was God. Now, God did not answer Job's question of why, but he did remind Job of the wonder that can be experienced in this world that he created. God basically says to Job, look away from yourself, Job. Look around you. For a moment, see the world with my eyes in all of its intricacy and wild beauty. I wonder if we do that enough, if we look out and see the world and all that he has created with God's eyes. This helped Job's focus to shift from downward to upward, from inward to outward. And that was enough to move Job out of his endless cycle of grief and back into life again. The chances are we have, or we will, face pain, tragedy, and deep grief at some point in our lives. And in those times of pain, healing comes when we remember that we are not alone. We have a God of peace who invites us into communion with him and into community with each other. Anne Voskamp, in her book, The Broken Way, says this, peace isn't a place, it's a person. Peace isn't a place to arrive at, but a person to abide in. Remember, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. We must remember that our Father God invites us to join him as his beloved, and to remember that we're never alone. He is our person. He is our peace, even in the brokenness. It was out of the whirlwind that God spoke to Job and reminded him that he wasn't alone. Even in his brokenness, God was with him always. Job's story is considered a story of baptism into wonder, because Job was transformed into a new kind of family man. After all that happened to him, you might think that he'd be hesitant to step back into life. Wouldn't it be easier just to pull the blanket over your head and just stay in bed and just not even think about trying to do life all over again? But Job took heed to what God said, He trusted God and realized that there was life and even wonder beyond the tragedy that he had experienced. So Job stepped back into life. Scripture tells us, as you go on and read more of Job, that he and his wife had 7 sons and 3 daughters. His willingness to have more children shows the transformation and renewal he experienced since he was willing to open himself up again to the vulnerability of loving those that he could not protect. Job showed the kind of faith that God wanted as he stepped beyond his brokenness and trusted God with his whole life. And by claiming his life as a child of God, Job chose victory. If we too fully embrace our lives as beloved children of God, created in his image, then we are to embrace all that God has to offer and all that God desires for us. And there are so many possibilities that he wants for us. We are called to embrace the wonder that is out there, to be more aware of the wonder that is in our life each and every day. I'd like to suggest a quick little reflection activity that you could practice at the end of the day, perhaps around the dinner table, or if you journal, it would be a great journaling activity, or as you crawl into bed, just 2 questions to reflect on. This is part of a type of prayer called a prayer of examine. What brought me wonder today? And what was an obstacle to wonder today? Hopefully, the first question will lead you to prayers of thanksgiving as you begin to reflect on the blessings of wonder that you've experienced. And wonder can be just a little tiny thing, and it can be those big wow things also. But it also, that second question gives you a chance to think about those obstacles. Are they obstacles you can remove, go around, ignore, or perhaps are you the obstacle? So I encourage you to wrestle with these 2 questions this week and see what they bring you. So after God spoke out of the whirlwind, Job said, "Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. I had heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you." So let us open our eyes to the wonderful things that God provides for us. May we be baptized in God's wonder each and every day, even the tough days, and may we celebrate the joy that comes from experiencing wonder. Let us go to God in prayer. Gracious God, we give thanks for your word, even the tough stories like Job. Realizing that even in that story of pain and tragedy, there is a story of victory, a story of perseverance, of joy, as God led Job out of the darkness into the light. Help us, Lord, to have our eyes open each and every day so that we too can experience your wonder and that we can be led into the joy that you so desire for us. Lord, we give you thanks. Amen. And I invite you to stand for our hymn.
escape.